AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. He's got some new momentum in the Republican race for president with three victories yesterday. Donald Trump is calling on mainstream members of the party to stop fighting him. It's hurting the Republican Party.
Every time there's a commercial, it was a negative ad in Florida about me, a horrible and false ad. These are false ads. These are disgusting false ads that were written by people that are absolute haters.
Trump was on NBC's Today Show. Ted Cruz is getting support today from former GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are two sides of the same coin. Reform the system. They are the system.
Fiorina says it is time to unite behind Ted Cruz because she feels he can beat Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Attorney General Loretta Lynch faced questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee about Hillary Clinton's private email server and a former State Department staff member who set up the server. There have been reports he was offered immunity.
With respect to Mr. Pagliani or anyone who has been identified as a potential witness in any case, I'm not able to comment on the specifics of that matter.
A Mexican national has been arrested, suspected of killing his neighbor and three other men at the neighbor's home in Kansas before killing a man in Missouri. Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino was captured near the scene of the last killing. Scott White is with the Missouri Highway Patrol.
We're very fortunate and we're glad for the community support, and we're able to take him into custody.
Some parts of Louisiana are getting soaked with 12 inches of rain. In Oklahoma, a man drowned after his SUV was swept away by floodwaters. Nine firefighters were taken to the hospital after a natural gas explosion rocked a neighborhood in Seattle. Some businesses have been reduced to rubble. State media reports Iran test-fired two ballistic missiles with the phrase "Israel must be wiped out" written in Hebrew on them. This is AP Radio News. Paul McCartney says if anyone earned the title the fifth Beatle, it was George Martin. The Beatles' longtime producer died at his home. He was 90. He produced some of the Beatles' most beloved songs. Baby, McCartney says Martin was a true gentleman and like a second father to him. In 1994, Martin joked about his first meeting with the Beatles.
I must confess, when I signed them, I didn't think they'd last more than 25 years.
George Martin worked with other artists, but his legacy was defined by the Beatles. Google's AlphaGo computer program defeated a human opponent, South Korean Go champion Lee Sedol. The AP's Hyungjung Kim reports Sedol was surprised.
He was very confident just 2 weeks ago that he will win every single game in a sweeping victory. But today, after the loss, he was calm, but it was very apparent that he was still in shock.
It's the first of a five-game match. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.